Good morning. I'm meteorologist Dave Epstein. It's Tuesday, the 23rd of April. Let's get to our weather wisdom for today. It's a chilly morning across the area. Temperatures are in the 30s, and there's some frost out in the region, in the lower areas especially. But nevertheless, this is not abnormal, especially west of the coastline. And we'll see another frosty morning here as we head for Thursday morning and probably again on Friday. And I think that's it. I think that we should be done after that. Temperatures today getting into the lower 60s. Tonight we're down near 40 as a frontal system approaches and brings a couple of showers here on Wednesday, maybe even the rumble of thunder with a cold front. That's going to usher in that next batch of cool air, which brings us the frosty morning here as we head for Thursday morning. I do see a dry pattern continuing, and overall we have turned markedly drier. We certainly have not had a dry year. It's been one of the wettest years on record. If you go back roughly from, let's say, April 1st, 2022 to April 1st, 2023 to April 1st, 2024, roughly in that area, pretty wet. Maybe March 15th to March 15th, but nevertheless, you get the idea. Now, we are drying out, and I don't see much in the way of rain over the next week or so. And that means that if you are planting, yeah, the ground has plenty of moisture for the big things and anything that's established. But for seeds, you're going to need to water, especially when temperatures start getting warm here sometime next week. So we're only in the 50s on Thursday after being near 60 with the showers tomorrow. We're back near 60 on Friday with sunshine, lower 60s on Saturday with sunshine. And then Sunday, a couple of showers, gets real mild, went to the low 70s, and we stay in the low 70s early next week with a southwest breeze bringing in that milder air. Temperatures at night in the 50s. This is warm stuff going above average getting into May. It does look like most of the eastern region is going to have a very warm start to next month. So warm and dry, that's the pattern that is upcoming. Plan on it. It's going to be real enjoyable to get outside, but if you're a gardener, you do know that, you know, you're going to have to start dealing with the fact that we are warming up. And I don't like to really move a lot of plants in terms of transplanting after Mother's Day for exactly this reason. If we get warm and dry, it's just real tough for those things to become established. So if you are moving perennials, still plenty of time to do it, trees, shrubs, things like that, but time to get on it. Because once you get by the middle of the month, next month, it's not a good idea. You can do it. It's just a watering regime to keep things to get things established. You really have to augment with water. Have a great morning, everybody.